Israeli soldiers opened fire on a crowd collecting supplies from aid trucks in the Strip. The Israeli military says they were killed in a stampede. Donatella Rivera from Amnesty International says the situation in Gaza is desperate.
Any humanitarian aid is welcome because the situation is so bad, but airdrops are inefficient, insufficient, wasteful, potentially dangerous, and they're only really a last resort when road or sea delivery is impossible.
Pro-Palestine groups say the Prime Minister needs to reflect on his party's actions rather than target their demonstrations. Marches are being held across the UK, but last night, Rishi Sunak called for organisers to ensure extremists don't hijack them. Demonstrations are taking place ahead of another national rally in London next weekend. Lindsay's joined a protest in Bristol.
We witness here as well with protesters across the country. The level of unity, like cross-solidarity of movements, of religions, of faiths, of genders, of sexualities is phenomenal, and we've witnessed nothing but an extreme amount of peace and solidarity.
Officials say a cargo ship sunk in the Red Sea nearly 2 weeks after it was hit by Houthi rebels. The Ruby Mar is the first vessel to be destroyed as a result of attacks by the militant group. 1 in 8 households say they're skipping meals as they continue to struggle with the cost of living. Consumer group Which? Found the high cost of food is still a concern for most people. FIFA President Gianni Infantino has ruled out the possibility of blue cards and sin bins being introduced. The game's rulemaking body, IFAB, was ready to expand trials, but that suggestion was dismissed. And Premier League leaders Liverpool are just starting their match away at Nottingham Forest as they aim to extend their lead at the top. Scottish Premiership table toppers Rangers are also kicking off at home to Motherwell. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? Hope you're safe and well. 2:03 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Fruitball, the Billy Wiki's Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks to Spencer for the last 3 hours of the weekend wound up. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, I think erratic is the best description of the weather across our area today. 1 minute, it's nice and sunny outside. The next, it's absolutely teeming down with rain. It's going to continue with cloud and sometimes longer spells of rain for the rest of the afternoon. And some strong winds if you're on the coast, but these are gradually easing. Maximum temperature this afternoon, 9 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be dry though with clear periods, although areas of low cloud will still form. And there might be some fog in some places, maybe some frost too, which may turn things a tad icy. Minimum temperature overnight, 1 degree Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Still offer defense. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. When these rights are destroyed over long periods of time, it is your duty to destroy or abolish that government. Holly Williams was my twin, Elijah and Malcolm. See my twin, let the folks in, we gonna sit in my den. But America is in a unique position. She's the only country in history in a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. The only way we're gonna solve it, we gotta unite. Somebody's ringing at the door. Somebody's ringing the bell and kicking hard. Do me a favor, open the door. Let the folks in, let the folks in, let the folks in, let the folks in.
Some classic Philadelphia International to start us off musically this afternoon. The late Billy Paul and Let Him In. So it's 9 minutes past three on this Saturday, the 2nd of March 2024. Welcome into Phoenix Sport on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. I'm here between now and 6 p.m. with all of the sporting updates from what's going on this afternoon in the world of sports, locally, nationally and internationally. Some local sport has been hit by the appalling weather conditions we've had over the last 48 hours or so, but there'll be still plenty going on in the world of football for a start. And we have a couple of featured matches this afternoon. Half-time and full-time reports from Brisbane Road, where Leighton Orient are hosting Bristol Rovers, having won 5 of their last 7. The O's are very much in the picture in the top half of the table and very much even an opportunity of making the playoffs. Jaden Christie is a man down there and he will have half-time and full-time reports for us. as we'll chat Pat Moore on Billericay Town's match at New Lodge this afternoon in the Eastbourne Premier League against Hashtag United. Billericay have lost four on the bounce in the league, and Gary McCann, their manager, will be hoping his men can turn things around this afternoon. Elsewhere, there's plenty of rugby union action, although there's no Six Nations this week. Both in the United Rugby Championship and in local rugby. We've got Super League. We'll take a look at the athletics. The World Indoor Championships going on. F1 gets underway again this weekend. We'll take a look at the Bahrain Grand Prix practice. Quite a bit of racing this afternoon as well, so some results from that. So stick around between now and six, and it's live.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. So I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the groom. You better not steal the moon. Hey, 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 it's murder on the dance floor.
Sophie Ellis Bexter and Murder on the Dance Floor. So first off, we're going to take a look at football and the action that's already taken place today. There were a couple of lunchtime kickoffs in the Sky Bet Championship, and Leeds United, at least for now, held on to second place, coming back from behind to draw one all away to Huddersfield Town in a West Yorkshire derby. Huddersfield took the lead just before half time when Helic scored after Hogg had been dismissed for the home side. No, he was actually dismissed just after that, actually. Jonathan Hogg for a second yellow card. But in the second half, in the 67th minute, after a sustained spell of pressure from Leeds, Patrick Bamford scored an equaliser, and it finished Huddersfield 1, Leeds 1. Elsewhere, Bristol City took on Cardiff City at Ashton Gate, and Cardiff claimed all 3 points in that match. Cardiff, who are currently they've moved up to 11th place after that result. And Perry Engie scored the only goal of the match in the 67th minute. Elsewhere in League 2, it finished AFC Wimbledon 1, Milton Keynes Dons 0, and leaders Chesterfield beaten in the National League this afternoon. For the second week in a row, actually, it's only their 50th minute of the season, but they travelled to Dorking Wanderers, and the home side won by 4-1. There was a lunchtime kickoff today in the FA Women's Super League as well, and Manchester City moved to the top of the table above Chelsea after beating Everton Women by 2-1. And Everton scored a consolation goal through Bedison after Khadija Shaw had put Manchester City ahead in the 15th minute. And Lauren Hemp doubled their lead on 55. I'm going to be taking a look at what's happened so far in the 3 o'clock kickoff shortly.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM. 5:30 kickoffs in the Premier League this afternoon. There's been just one goal so far. That has come at St James's Park, where Newcastle United have taken the lead against Wolverhampton Wanderers. They scored in the 14th minute through Alexander Isak. The other four matches currently goalless, Brentford versus Chelsea, West Ham United, who have travelled to Everton, Fulham versus Brighton, Nottingham Forest against Liverpool, and an all-London affair at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, where Spurs are playing Crystal Palace. There's one late kick-off, Luton Town taking on Aston Villa at Kenilworth Road. That one starts at 5:30. In the Scottish Premiership, there's been a few goals already, and the big story at the moment is that leaders Rangers have fallen behind at Ibrox. They're hosting Motherwell, for whom Theolonius Bear has scored in the 9th minute. Also, it's Dundee 1, Kilmarnock 0. Kilmarnock's Will Dennis put the ball in his own net after 11 minutes to give the home side the lead at Dens Park. And also, it's St Mirren 0, Aberdeen 1. Neil Warnock has not had the best run of results since he took charge at Pittodrie, but this afternoon he's seen his side take the lead in only the second minute through Connor Barron. So on to the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Sky Bet Championship, and Birmingham City hosting promotion chasing Southampton at St Andrews, and Koji Miyoshi gave Birmingham the lead in only the second minute, but Southampton have equalised only a few minutes ago. Alan Armstrong in the 18th minute scoring for the Saints. Elsewhere in the Championship, there's been a goal at the Den where Millwall are playing Watford, and Zian Fleming has netted for Neil Harris's side in the third minute of that game to put them 1-0 ahead. Also winning 1-0 at Swansea at home to Blackburn, Joe Allen the scorer after 7 minutes there. All the other Championship matches are currently goalless. Leighton Orient versus Bristol Rovers, our featured match from League One. The O's go into this match with 5 wins from their last 7, and they're creeping up the table. They're currently in 8th place. It's currently 0-0 at Brisbane Road. Just running through the goals which have come in League One so far. Reading have taken the lead at fellow strugglers Carlisle. Sam Smith on 70 minutes at Brunton Park. Fleetwood, another struggling side, have gone in front against Wigan. Mohamed Lawal after 15 minutes in that one. Charlton have taken a lead at Northampton. Corey Anderson in the 4th minute of that game. Leaders Portsmouth hosting Oxford United this afternoon. A couple of early goals there. Callum Lang gave Pompey the lead in only the 2nd minute, but Oxford United won a penalty several minutes later, and that was converted by Cameron Brannigan. Elsewhere, there has just been, a goal. It was in the 4th minute, actually, at London Road. It's Peterborough 1, Exeter 0, Ephraim Mason Clark after 4 minutes for Posh. It's just been an equaliser in Fleetwood. Wigan, I believe Wigan have levelled the scores. And it's Wickham Wanderers 1, Barnsley 0, Dale Taylor for Wickham in the 16th minute. League 2, meanwhile, no action at the Community Stadium this afternoon. Colchester United were due to host Stockport County, who, after a dismal run of results, have fallen off the top of the table. And it might have been a good time for the U's to face them, actually, as they attempt to move away from the bottom three. But that match was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. A couple of other postponements in League. So Bradford City versus Notts County is off due to a waterlogged pitch at Valley Parade, and Crawley Town versus Barrow was postponed for the same reason. It's Crewe 1, Morecambe 0, Elliot Neville for Crewe after 8 minutes. Grimsby 1, Forest Green 0, Harvey Rogers for Grimsby after 9, and it's Walsall 1, Doncaster 0, Josh Gordon for Walsall after 18, and Wrexham have taken the lead against Accrington Stanley. Paul Mullin, the scorer for them after 17 minutes. Moving on to non-league and taking a look at the National League, first of all, Dagenham and Redbridge hosting Altrincham this afternoon. No goals so far at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Southend United have travelled to Oldham. That is currently 0-0. Ebbsfleet United have gone in front against Rochdale. Dominic Pollyon after 15. It's Hartlepool 0, Barnet 1. Gatlin O'Donker for the Bees in the 12th minute up there. And Bottom Club, Oxford City, hosting Aldershot Town this afternoon. And the visitors are in front in that one. Laurent Talage after 11 minutes. Meanwhile, in the National League South, there's an All Essex affair at Melbourne Park this afternoon. Chelmsford City now in second place and on a high after beating leaders Yeovil by goals in all last Saturday. They're taking on eighth place Aveley this afternoon. No goals so far. Braintree Town have also forced their way into the playoff spots. They have travelled to Welling United, managed by their former boss, Rod Stringer. But Welling are currently 1-0 ahead in that game. And in the Isthmian Premier League, where we have a featured match, Billericay Town versus Hashtag United at New Lodge. There were no goals in that one so far. And it's Lewis 0, Canvey Island 0. Other matches have fallen foul of the weather. Concord Rangers versus Bognor Regis Town. That was postponed quite early on due to a waterlogged pitch at the Aspect Arena. And following another pitch inspection, Hornchurch Leaders versus Cray Wanderers. That match is also off. There are a number of games off in the Isthmian North as well. Walthamstow's trip to Goulston, Grays Athletic versus Brightling Sea Regent, Redbridge versus Basildon United, and Whittam Town's trip to Stowmarket Town. All of those matches are off. Heybush Swifts are at home to the leaders, Lowestoft Town. It's currently 0-0 at Scrady Road, and their local rivals, Walden and Tiptree, have travelled to Norfolk to take on Wroxham. No goals there so far, but a great start for Brentwood Town away to New Salamis. They're already two goals up in that game. Brentwood, whose away form has been superb recently, they have won six on the bounce on the road, and Andrew Freeman gave the Blues in the lead in only the third minute of that game. George Sykes has added a second on 22, so looking good for Brentwood at the moment. Suddenly Division 1 Central this afternoon. Waltham Abbey were due to travel to Aylesbury United, but that one has been postponed. We've got games also in the Essex Senior League, Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, where Stansted are in action, and in the Thurlow Nun Divisions 1 South and Division 1 North. We're going to take a further look at the goals that have gone in so far after we've done the travel with the time at 27 minutes past three.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, looking at the roads across our area this afternoon, in Billericay, there is some slow-moving traffic northbound on High Street between Southend Road and Norsey Road. It's looking okay in Brentwood at the moment. M11 London bound is slow currently between Junction 6 for the M25 and Junction 4 for the North Circular. And in West Thurrock, near Lakeside Shopping Centre, there is slow-moving traffic westbound currently on the West Thurrock Arterial Way. Epping, there is currently some slow-moving traffic on the High Street between Stonard Hill and Faenden Road. And in Chelmsford, a few hotspots. Parkway eastbound busy between Victoria Road South and the Army and Navy roundabout. Chelmer Road is also busy between Chelmer Village Way and the Army and Navy. Slow on Highbridge Road as well, and on Springfield Road for the only roundabout up to Victoria Road. On Victoria Road itself, westbound from Springfield Road to New Street traffic lights, it's currently busy. It's currently slow moving eastbound on Rectory Lane and southbound on New Street from Parkway to Victoria Road. And a couple of the other approaches to the Army and Navy are busy too, as Baddow Road and the Baddow Bypass. I think if you're heading into Chelmsford City Centre this afternoon, you might want to pick a different mode of transport. Public transport, meanwhile. Just a couple of issues on London Underground. Hammersmith and Smith City has minor delays between Barking and Hammersmith westbound, only due to train cancellations. Eastbound is moving fine though. And on the Central Line, severe delays between Leytonstone and Hainault via Newby Park and Epping due to train cancellations. But you can use your tickets on London buses or the Elizabeth Line. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. Just to keep you up to date on the football, there's been a couple more goals in the National League, and one of those is coming in the match between Eastleigh and Solihull Moors. Paul McCallum, former Dagenham and Redbridge player, has put Eastleigh in front on 25 minutes. They are 1-0 ahead. Oxford City, the bottom club, they have equalised against Aldershot Town. Coyle on 28 minutes. And there's been another goal in League 2. It's come at the Racecourse Ground, and Wrexham have doubled their lead against Accrington Stanley. It's Paul Mullins second, and his side second on 25 minutes. Moving on to racing, we've got meetings this afternoon at Newbury, Doncaster, Navan in Ireland, and Kelso. There's a few evening meetings starting later as well. And in the 3 o'clock, Newbridge is going through the ones which have taken place whilst we've been on the air. First in that race was number 7, Spring Note, priced at 2-1. Second, number 2, Brentford Hope, the 11-8 favourite. And third, number 6, Shared, priced at 8-1. 6 runners in that race. The 3-10 at Doncaster, not got a result of that one yet, but I have got the 3-15 at Navan. First was number 4, Kinturk Kalanisi, 5-4 favourite. Second, number 1, Born Braver, priced at 11-4. And third was number 5, Last Round, priced at 40-1. There were 6 runners in that race. Late 70s classic from Supertramp, Breakfast in America.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get along. Take a jumbo across the water. Let me see America. See the girls in California. I'm hoping it's going to come true. But there's not.
In the Premier League, it's been two goals at Craven Cottage. Fulham are 2-0 up against Brighton and Hove Albion. And it was Wilson scoring for Fulham in the 21st minute. And in the 32nd minute, Rodrigo Muniz added a second after Harry Wilson had given the home side the lead. Bad news for Lake Norian fans. Bristol Rovers have taken the lead at Brisbane Road in our featured League One match. Also in League One, it's Wigan now 2-1 up. They've come from behind at Fleetwood Sound after Stephen Humphreys, former Southend United striker, equalised for Wigan on 17. Thello Asgard has given them the lead on 26 minutes. In the National League, it's Bournemouth 1, Gateshead 0. And in the Premier League, it's been another goal at St James's Park. It has gone to Newcastle United 2-0 up against Wolves, and it's Anthony Gordon scoring after 33 minutes of that game. I can now bring you the result of the 3-10 from Doncaster. First was number 10, Pinot Rouge, priced at 20-1. Second was number 1, Ottozzini, priced at 4-1. And third was number 2, Baby Shally, priced at 12-1. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. Disappointment for number 6, Gay Legacy, the 11-4 favourite, who only managed to finish in 5th place.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
News of an event coming up this Tuesday, the 5th of March. This is the Hutton U3A Open Morning at the Bishop's Hill Adult Community College in Rayleigh Road, Brentwood. Hutton University of the Third Age are holding an open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make friends, use your brain and have fun. With over 40 interest groups, theatre trips and visits to places of interest. You're invited to come along and find out what they do at this free open morning, which takes place this Tuesday between 9:30 and a.m. and 12:30 p.m. More details can be found at huttonu3a.org.uk. There is a link to the relevant page at the events guide on our website, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Just turning our attention to rugby union, there is no Six Nations this weekend. That returns next weekend, but there is action in the United Rugby Championship. A couple of matches last night, it finished Edinburgh 19, Ospreys 15 and Munster 45, Zebre 29. And this afternoon in the United Rugby Championship, a couple of matches currently going on. It's currently Lions 40, Sharks 10 and Benetton 0, Glasgow Warriors 5. There are a few matches later on as well. I shall keep a close eye on those. In the football, there has been a goal in the Premier League West London derby between Brentford and Chelsea. Nicholas Jackson has given Mauricio Pochettino's Chelsea the lead on 35 minutes there. And in League One, there has been a goal in a match between Bolton Wanderers and Cambridge United. George Thomason has put Bolton in front on 35 minutes in that game.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder, said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days, and I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without, and every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through.
I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange cause you and I are strangers all over again. Hearts are missing, heads are blazing, nights become the start of days, and I've been drinking just to get me through. It's funny how you love someone, and when it's over, said and done, it's almost like you never even knew. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, yeah, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange cause you and I are strangers all over again. All over again. Now I know I'll be waiting all my life for someone like you. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself. Alone in our room, all your stuff is gone. Yeah, I'm standing still here while you're moving on. When my world would tear into, you were wearing too. Now I can't even call or call you my friend. Oh darling, it's strange cause you and I are strangers all.
Comes from Lewis Capaldi, that one is called Strangers, and the goals keep coming in the football. One of them has come in a battle between two struggling sides in League One. It's Carlisle United versus Reading, and Reading are now 2-0 up in that game. Harvey Nibbs on 36 minutes scoring the Royals' second. Exeter have equalised. Peterborough also in League One. Tom Carroll on 36 minutes. Wrexham 3 at Queenstown Stanley 0. And Paul Mullin has helped himself to a hat-trick in the space of 18 minutes in the first half of that game. Scottish Premiership, Kilmarnock have equalised at Dundee. Marley Watkins on 35 for Killy. Aldershot Town back in front at Oxford City in the National League. They are winning by 2-1. Leaders Leicester City are falling behind against struggling Queen's Park Rangers at the King Power in the Championship. Ilya Shear scoring for QPR on 38 minutes. In the National League, it's Eastleigh 2, Solihull Moorsdale. Paul McCallum, former Dagger with his, and Eastleigh second on 38 minutes. Fleetwood have equalised against Wigan, and it's Mohamed Lawal who's got their first. He's got their second on 36. Haberswift 1, Lowestoft Town, the leaders 0 in the Isthmian North. Jack Adlington on 38 minutes. Going in the Scottish Premiership in the match between St Johnstone and Livingston. And it's Livingston who have gone in front. Andrew Shinney on 37 minutes. A couple more goals in the National League. It's Bromley 1, Halifax 0. Colby Milton Whiteley on 38 minutes for second placed Bromley. York 1, Wealdstone 0. Benny Chadwick on 36 for York. Braintree Town have equalised at Welling United. Not sure of the scorer. I'll see if I can find out soon. And Stoke City, who've slipped into the bottom three of the Championship, but they are 1-0 up against Middlesbrough at the moment. It's Bae Yun Ho who has scored for Stoke 5 minutes before half time. Just getting back to racing, and in the 3:35 at Kelso, I don't have the result yet. It's telling me it's come up, and it won't let me click on it, so we'll have a look at that very, very soon. In the meantime, some music. Come a song from Roachford, This Is All The Love We Need.
If we could have the world, something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Enough. We got all the love we need. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. It's knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know is strong, and with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love, we got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. From nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you
looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace. All in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8pm to 10pm on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Get it back to the football, because the first half time scores are coming through. I can tell you, Aaron Blair, who's very prolific for the Iron at the moment, was the scorer of Braintree's equaliser at Wedding United, but they've just fallen behind again. Wellington now 2-1 up in that National League South game. Elsewhere in the Championship, Birmingham 2-1 up against Southampton. They're back in the lead. Jay Stansfield on 41 minutes for Birmingham. Blackpool have gone in front at Shrewsbury. Karamoko Dembele on 43 minutes for the Tangerines. It's now Wrexham 4, Accrington Stanley 0. Paul Mullin, just to remind you, scored a hat-trick for the home side. Elliot Lee has scored a fourth for Phil Parkinson's men 4 minutes before half-time at the Racecourse Ground. Rochdale, a club in crisis at the moment, but they've equalised at Welling United in the National League. Also in the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge 1-0 up against Altrincham. They won a penalty in the 42nd minute, converted by Ryan Hall. And also in the National League, Barnet 2-0 up at Hartlepool. Now Anthony Hartigan for Barnet a minute before half-time. And elsewhere in the EFL League 2, Gillingham 1-0 up at Salford City. Shadrack Oji just before the break. And Derby 2, Port Vale 0 in League 1. Dwight Gale, veteran striker, scoring Derby 2nd a minute before half-time. So, looking through the half-time scores, no goals at the City Ground. Nottingham Forest 0, leaders Liverpool 0. In the Championship, it's Millwall 1, Watford 0 and Norwich 0, Sunderland 0. League 1, goalless at the break between Cheltenham and Burton. And in the Championship, it's Stoke 1, Middlesbrough 0. That is now a half-time score. Bolton 1, Cambridge United 0 in League 1. Goalless between Newport and Mansfield. Both of those are half-time scores. Dagenham Redbridge's lead didn't last long at Victoria Road. Altrincham have equalised just before half-time, and the half-time whistle was now gone in that match. Also in the National League, it's Eastleigh 2, Solihull Moors 0, Oxford City 1, Aldershot Town 2. Both of those are half-time scores. Haberswift 2, Lowestoft Town, the leaders 0. Great first half for Steve Tilson's side, and Jack Addington has scored both of their goals, the second one coming 3 minutes into the injury time. That is now a half-time score. Half-time at the G-Tech Community Stadium, and it's Brentford 0, Chelsea 1 in the Premier League. In the Championship, it's Leicester leaders 0, Queen's Park Rangers 1, Swansea 2, Blackburn 0. also in the Championship in League 2. Grimsby 1, Forest Green 0. Scottish Premiership, no goals. Easter Road in the first half. Hibernian 0, Ross County 0. Isthmian Premier League, goal is between Lewis and Canvey Island. Fulham 2, Brighton 0. That is the half-time score at Craven Cottage in the Premier League. All of those others were half-time scores as well. In fact, it's all half-time scores now. Newcastle 2, Wolves 0, and Tottenham 0, Crystal Palace 0. Home Park in the Championship. Plymouth Argyle, who pipped Ipswich Town to the League One title last season. They play Ipswich, currently in third place. No goals in the first half at Home Park. No goals at Deepdale either. Also in the Championship, it's Preston 0, Hull 0. Got four half times from League One. Carlisle 0, Reading 2, Lincoln 0, Stevenage 0, Northampton 0, Charlton 1, and Peterborough 1, Exeter 1. I've got three from League 2. Swindon 0, Harrogate 0, Tranmere 0, Sutton, the bottom club 0, and Walsall 1, Doncaster 0. Half-time at Ibrox in the Scottish Premiership, and leaders Rangers are 1-0 down against Motherwell at the break. Four half-times from the National League. Three, actually, I've already done one. Bromley 1, Halifax 0, Ipswich 1, Rochdale 0. No goals at Boundary Park in the match between Oldham Athletic and Southend United. Great first half for Brentwood Town, looking for their seventh away win in a row. They are 2-0 up away to New Salamis. Also in the Isthmian North, goal is between Wroxham and Maldon and Tiptree. Barnsley scored a late first half equaliser at Wickham through Sam Cosgrove. It's now half time at Adams Park and it's 1-1 there. It's also 1-1 in League One in match between Portsmouth, the leaders, and Oxford United. League Two at the break, it's Crewe 1, Morecambe 0, and Salford 0, Gillingham 1. Scottish Premiership at half time, St Mirren 0, Aberdeen 1. And there has been a goal at Melbourne Park's Chelmsford City's Cameron James in the third minute of a first half injury time has put Chelmsford City 1-0 up against Averley. I think they're still playing there. York 1, Wiltshire 1 now in the National League. That is a half-time score, as is Hartlepool 0, Barnet 2, and AFC Fylde 1, Maidenhead United 0. Championship, South Yorkshire Derby at the New York Stadium. No goals in the match between two struggling sides, Rotherham and Sheffield Wednesday. And in the National League at half-time, Boreham Wood 1, Gateshead 0. Derby 2, Port Vale 0 is a half-time score in League 1. As is Leighton Orient 0, Bristol Rovers 1. We're going to be hearing all about that from Jaden in a while. What a first half of Wrexham in League 2. 4-0 up against Accrington Stanley. Welling equalised late in the first half. It's now half-time in the match between Welling United and Braintree Town. I'll see if I can find out in a while who the scorer of that goal was. Shrewsbury 0, Blackpool 1 at the break in League 1. No goals at New Lodge in our featured non-league game in the Isthmian Premier League. Billericay Town versus Hashtag United. We'll hear all about that from Jack very soon. Dundee 1, Kilmarnock 1. That is a half-time score in the Scottish Premiership. Half-time at St Andrews in the Championship. Birmingham 2, Southampton 1. And finally for now in League 1 at the break, it's Fleetwood Town 2, Wigan Athletic 2. News coming up soon. Taking us there, a classic from the punk era from the Dam. This is New Rose.
Don't you run away that way. You can't come back. Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.